Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Novo Resources, traded on the TSX under the symbol NVO and on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF. I'm chatting with Quentin Henny, and Quentin, let's follow up on the news that came out earlier this week, February 16th, announcing the first gold pour at Beaton's Creek. This gold pour comes within 6 months of acquiring the Millennium Minerals mine. This is a quick move to production and actually falls in the timeline that you and your team have provided to the markets. Give us just a brief overview of how significant this initial gold pour is and the time frame at which it came.
Yeah, I can't tell you how excited I am to talk about this. You know, this is a big step for the company. It's pretty seldom you see exploration companies make the quantum leap into production, but Novo's pulled it off. You know, this is, you know, an instantaneous story, but 10 years in the making kind of thing. Look, it takes a lot of people. The first thing I'm going to say is we have, hands down, the best team in Australia. They've managed, this is not only geology, but I'm talking the production side. You know, they pulled this off. They did a fantastic job back in late last year, you know, when we were talking about kind of the timeline, what we might expect for first gold pour. They told me February 16th, they'd have a bar. And, you know, I'm very pleased to say it was February 16th when they poured that first bar. It was incredible. They pulled it off. It was right, you know, right in line with expectations, basically a 400-ounce bar, you know, which is kind of the standard size. It was almost on the nose. I mean, it was incredible. I woke up at 6 in the morning, and I got a text or a picture, Rob holding the gold bar. Man, there's nothing that makes you feel better than seeing that first gold bar.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Even the pictures that you included in that news release, it's a impressive gold bar. And again, since this is the first gold bar, it does at least initially prove, I think, to a lot of people that, look, gold is being produced here. But now, unfortunately, you can't really just sit there and say, hey, look at how great our first gold bar is. The market does want to know what's coming next. What does the production profile look like here?
You know, look, we've started feeding the mill low grade about, I think it was a little over 2 weeks ago. The bar that you see is actually a product from the initial, you know, commissioning ore that we used. We didn't just start feeding the higher grade material straight away. You got to kind of work through bugs and booze and, you know, stuff. So they got everything sorted out. That gold bar is really a product of that initial low grade. Believe it or not, a lot of that material was actually from the tailings of our trial mine back in 2016, which is interesting. From this point forward, they're now feeding the higher grade mineralization from Beaton's Creek into the mill. We expect a ramp up and probably attain, you know, say steady state throughput sometime in around that 1st of April or thereabouts. Right now we're targeting a run rate of about 1.5 million tons per annum. That should be doable. It looks like everything's working quite well. The mill's in really good shape now. The leach circuits, and I just got word the gravity circuit, which is really important for Beaton's Creek, is performing very well. So everybody's quite relieved. I would say that you'll see a gradual ramp up over the next few weeks. We'll hit steady state, but then from this point forward, it's really all about growth. We've got a lot of, you know, obviously a low-hanging fruit in terms of exploration right around Beaton's Creek. We've got lots in the region. We're looking at targets. We talked about this back in December, but in a news release. But there's targets over in the Mosquito Creek area as well. We'll start exploring those. You know, as we start to see this cash flow, our goal is to pull the ripcord and get things moving. We want to fill the mill. We do think we can operate the mill in line with where Millennium was operating a few years back. The run rate was about, I think, 1.88 million ton per annum. So we do have excess capacity. We want to take advantage of a lot of our, you know, low-hanging fruit, like I said, out there that could add to the current base load that we have from Beatons, and we'll keep the mill full. You know, I think it's all up from here. Karratha, the trial mine and trial test processing, that's going to start in a couple of months. That we do see, you know, bolting on to the Beatons Creek story. If that proves successful, we can then ship concentrates from Karratha over to Beatons Creek. You know, the guys are doing a fantastic job. Can't say enough about the performance. I think Noble's got an absolutely fantastic future ahead of it.
Well, it's exciting to see this production starting now, and what sounds like it could continue to ramp up. Can we get a little bit more insight, though? If you are running at about 1.5 million tons a year per annum, what does that result in terms of the production, ounces, and product-wise?
Sure. Look, we will be publishing a PEA shortly, I would say within a few days, maybe a week or two. That will give clarity. I think people should look at it as the base case, but it'll give people clarity on what our expectations are. I guess we'll say that's the bar we're setting. You know, this is nuggety mineralization. It's everybody that's known Noble from day one knows that we're dealing with an unusual beast here. So the big question mark is what does come out of the mill. We'll know that over the next few weeks, few months, couple of quarters. We'll start to get clarity on that picture. You know, we're doing a lot of work in the background. We got our grade control drilling going right now, so we can now better compare the performance out of the mill with what's coming out of the ground. You know, they can actually compare numbers and stuff. You know, this is the first time for a deposit like this. My bet is that we'll be able to, you know, this is my bet is we'll be able to keep the grades north of 2 grams, and at a run rate of 1.5 million ton per annum, you know, people can start doing the math. We do get very good recovery out of this mineralization. The gold particles are free milling. You know, they're not locked up in other things like sulfides and stuff. We are mining oxide. The oxide should last, I'm not quite sure exactly how long, but I think 2 or 3 years at least. And then we move down into the sulfide. Now, the sulfide is free milling as well because the gold particles are truly free of other minerals. So you know, that bodes well for continued very good recovery over the long haul. I think Beatons Creek should, you know, easily provide a nice base load and generate just a phenomenal return for Noble.
Okay. Now, Quinton, since you guys have poured your first bar and you did it on time, were there any hiccups in terms of the mill, operating the mill, and on that same frame, do you need to do any upgrades to the mill that we should be aware of?
We have done every single upgrade we need. We have taken a vision from day one that we want that mill to operate for the next couple of decades at least. Okay, we're not in there for the short term, so we literally went in, patched up all the tanks, relined everything. We put in completely new plumbing. We put in the brand new gravity circuit, the acacia unit. I mean, basically everything in that mill has been redone and is now operable for many, many years to come. So we take a long-term view. The mill is performing fantastic. You know, that's one thing I've watched as they start feeding ore into it and stuff is now that I can see how, you know, the numbers come back on a daily basis, it looks like it's performing exceptionally well. I think it's well suited for our mineralization. Any question mark about whether Beatons Creek ore could go through that mill is completely dispelled at this point. It's doing its job and it's getting 100% performance. Recoveries are very high. Recoveries are probably going to be in the mid to upper 90s is my bet.
Okay. Now you did mention the growth that's available, exploration around Beatons Creek, as well as the Karratha trial mining starting. So a couple key catalysts here. In terms of the exploration around Beatons Creek, what can we expect? Where are some of the near-term targets?
Okay, we put out some news late last year about the, you know, the potential of Beatons Creek. This included the new discoveries of conglomerate beyond the Grants Hill Fault. We also see the New Horizon, which we call Skyfall. So it's a new target that's up section from the Beaton's Creek mineralization that we're mining now. You know, one thing it's going to be hard for people to understand in this kind of deposit is these are sheet-like. They continue on and on and on, okay? You know, like, how big is this? We don't know. We truly don't know. Like, how far out in the basin does it go? I don't know. But this thing should be, you know, we'll say we can – it's just like the Witwatersrand. When they got into it, everybody thought, oh, you know, it's going to end. You know, 5 years into it, oh, it's going to end. These conglomerates are going to die off, and that'll be the end of it. And it kept going and going and going. I hope the same is true for Beaton's Creek. We have lots of natural extensions of reefs that we can pursue in the short term. I would say that, you know, as we pursue aggressive exploration over the next couple of years, we should be able to grow the resource base very, very steadily from here. The other thing is, as you open up this thing, you know, and you mine down the dip on these beds, it helps you then forecast what's ahead of you. You know, that's one of the challenges you have exploring a deposit like this is once the layers go subsurface, you can't gain access to them. You can't grab, you know, a bulk sample from something 20 meters down in the ground. Okay, so, but as you mine down towards that position, you can see what the rock you mine, how it performs. Okay, so you can now use that data to project out further and further into the basin as you go. You know, this is it's a fantastic deposit in many ways. It's kind of like the Energizer Bunny of deposits. But, you know, getting a handle on it, especially the nuggety nature and the true grade, is key. And we'll do that. We're on our way. We got the veritable truth machine. The mill is the truth machine.
It is. And the end product, what proves out what actually happens here, is the gold bars, the production that comes out of that mill. So we will continue to follow along with that. Give us a quick update on Karratha, though, and that trial mining that you said should be starting in a couple months.
Okay, yeah, our sorter is over in Perth. It's getting suited up for deployment to Karratha. We anticipate starting work at Karratha sometime in Q2. I'm hoping late April to sometime in May. The test mining that we're going to do is going to test material from multiple locations along strike, all the way from Comet Well over to Purdy's Reward. We'll dig up, you know, large tonnages here. I think I can't remember exactly what the permit that we're shooting for allows, but it's like on the order of 80 or 100,000 tons. But the point is that we'll be able to grab a lot of tonnage from multiple locations and put it through the sorter. We have been doing sorting test work in the background. Look, the sorter that we bought was manufactured in Germany. It took until late last year. I think it was late November, early December when it arrived in Perth. But in the meantime, the guys are, you know, doing a lot of, we'll call it practice work, you know, tweaking the sensors and ability of the sorting machines to make it clear there's a machine in Perth that belongs to Steiner. So they've allowed us to go in there and do continual tests with Karratha mineralization. And we have done a lot of work in the background, just kind of like getting everybody ready for this trial. And I think right now we feel confident we can pull it off. I think we can produce a very high value concentrate that can be shipped over to Nulligine and added to the stream from Beaton's Creek, you know, and that's how we're going to grow this company.
Quentin, we're going to wrap it up here. I know I still have a couple more questions to get to, but please, everyone, keep on sending those in. I really did just want to keep this interview focused a bit more on the production portfolio here and this first gold pour, because this is a big step for the company to now be a producer and actually produce some gold. So we'll follow along with that. But man, there's still so much more going on with this company that any of those questions that you send in, I'll have Quentin address those in a future interview. In full disclosure, I am also a shareholder of Novo Resources, so I have even more reason to follow up as more news hits the market. Quentin, thank you for your time today. I appreciate the update.
Thank you, Corey.